From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, researchers announced the results of the largest vaccine trials in children since the polio vaccine studies in the 1950s. Two new vaccines prevent severe diarrhea caused by a common germ called rotavirus. And unlike a rotavirus vaccine marketed briefly in the late 1990s, the new vaccines appear safe. As NPR's Richard Knox reports, manufacturers and public health experts now have to figure out how to get the vaccines to children all over the world.
Rotavirus isn't exactly a household word, but Dr. Roger Glass of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says rotavirus does afflict virtually every household where young children live.
Rotavirus is the most common cause of severe diarrheal disease in children worldwide, and every child is infected in their first few years of life. And globally, more than 600,000 children die of rotavirus each year.
Only about 70 American children die of rotavirus infection each year, but around 70,000 get hospitalized with it. Many thousands more end up in doctor's offices and emergency rooms. Dr. Penny Heaton is a vaccine researcher at Merck & Company.
When you think about a virus that infects all children and causes an illness of vomiting and diarrhea that lasts on average 6 days, and typically there are 5 to 10 episodes of vomiting and diarrhea per day, it is a significant illness.
Heaton ran one of the two rotavirus vaccine studies being published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Merck tested its vaccine against a placebo in 68,000 American and European infants.
The vaccine prevented 74% of any rotavirus illness, and then 98% of severe disease.
The other study used a vaccine made by GlaxoSmithKline. More than 63,000 children in 11 Latin American countries and Finland participated. That vaccine was 85% effective in preventing severe rotavirus infections. Neither vaccine caused a potentially life-threatening disorder called intussusception. Back in 1999, an earlier rotavirus vaccine was pulled from the market after some U.S. children suffered from this painful bowel obstruction. Dr. Miguel Orion of the University of Chile in Santiago says the new studies represent a landmark in childhood vaccine development.
I think that we can very happily say that at last, now in 2006, we have two new vaccines for use in children worldwide after more than 20 years of effort.
Orion led the study of Glaxo's vaccine, but he says he has no financial interest in the company. He says Glaxo decided to test and market its vaccine first in Latin America as a way of accelerating its use in even poorer parts of the world where rotavirus is most deadly, sub-Saharan Africa and Asian nations such as Bangladesh.
If we can do these studies earlier in the developing world, that means that children that probably are at most need for these vaccines will not have to wait years and years after the vaccine has been licensed in other parts of the world.
More studies are starting in the poorest countries to make sure the vaccines work there. Meanwhile, there's a lot of educating to be done, says John Wecker of the nonprofit Rotavirus Vaccine Program.
What we're finding is that the vast majority of healthcare professionals in some of the poorest countries of the world literally do not know that rotavirus disease is a major cause of diarrheal disease. They're aware the diarrheal disease is an issue. They do not know and are not yet aware that rotavirus is a major contributor.
American children will probably get access to Merck's rotavirus vaccine sometime this year. Richard Knox, NPR News.